You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When we all woke up this morning, it was legal in more than half the states in this country for a company to fire somebody for being gay or transgender. And then, in a 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court said protections based on sex in the 1964 Civil Rights Act do indeed extend to sexual orientation and gender identity. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more now on what this is going to mean for LGBTQ people who've long suffered economically from employment discrimination.
Workplace discrimination can take many forms: getting fired, not getting hired in the first place, or being paid less or harassed. And those have big implications for the economic well-being of LGBTQ workers, says Lee Badgett, an economist at University of Massachusetts Amherst.
Gay and bisexual men have lower earnings than otherwise similar heterosexual men. And we do see higher rates of poverty for certain parts of the LGBT community.
Those effects are especially acute in states that don't have discrimination laws, says Christy Mallory, a scholar at the UCLA Williams Institute. In Arizona, for instance, LGBTQ adults were twice as likely to report they didn't have enough money for food.
We see that those states in our research are not only states that don't have a supportive landscape, but the social climate is also not as supportive of LGBT people.
A 2017 survey by the Center for American Progress found a culture of discrimination influences workers in less direct ways, too. Many workers take steps to avoid exposing themselves to discrimination in the first place, says policy director Sharita Gruberg.
This could look like choosing where to live, where to work, what they would disclose in employment applications.
Those can all end up depressing workers' earnings in the long run. Transgender people are often the hardest hit, experiencing a much higher unemployment rate. Shannon Minter, an attorney who has represented plaintiffs in discrimination cases, says there's often a direct link between a transgender person's economic and physical security.
When you're economically marginal and you're homeless or semi-homeless, and the only way you can make a living is by doing things that are outside the law, that puts you directly in harm's way.
He says today's ruling will help ensure the discriminatory practices that marginalize people can be addressed through the legal system. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Let's say the government backed more than $500 billion in loans, a good percentage of which may well be forgiven, to keep this economy from getting even worse than it has. And let's say you wanted to know who got that public money from the Paycheck Protection Program. Both Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and the director of the National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, say the names of the companies that got that public money should be withheld. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on the transparency desk.
You know who's funding the CARES Act? The Treasury Department, with your money. Yeah, you, the taxpayer. And when the government shells out your hard-earned cash, it usually tells you where it's going. Emma Coleman Jordan teaches law at Georgetown University.
The accountability for who gets it, how much they receive, and whether they're entitled to it, that is a trust factor.
The Trump administration says what we should care about is that the loans comply with the CARES Act. But who got them? The Treasury Secretary told Congress last week it's proprietary information. Mirza Baradaran, a law professor at UC Irvine, thinks there's a couple of other things at play.
Part of this bill is that they left it a lot up to banks, and so it's possible that they just don't know where the funds went.
Also,
it's possible that they do know and they don't want us to know.
We do know where some of the money went, to big names like Shake Shack and Potbelly, who pledged to return the loans. But we only know that because they're publicly traded companies. Aaron Klein is a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
PPP was sold to the American public as loans to help small business workers, and they become grants to pay big business creditors.
Notice he says the word grants, not loans, because businesses don't have to repay them if they fulfill certain requirements like rehiring staff. Klein says that makes transparency crucial.
Failing to disclose who got this money undermines this response and future responses.
And he doesn't just mean future bailouts. He means, like, tomorrow, because there's still about $130 billion left in the PPP pot. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.